This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Allison's morning show. It's Friday. No one can take that away from you.
Oh, but I'll take it from you.
Don't. Oh, I will fight you for it. It's not F day, it's fight day.
I'll pull it right out of your pocket.
Dem fighting words.
Entercom has announced, I'm listening. It's a live 2-hour broadcast special on mental health awareness to air on all our stations, 235 stations, and via each station's live stream on radio.com in our respective time zones, because, you know, Entercom's a nationwide company. Lizzo, Shawn Mendes, Disturbed, Tegan and Sarah, and a billion more all joining. American Foundation for Suicide Prevention doctors, the doctor's name is Christine Moutier, to end the stigma of talking about mental health. And that is happening 7 a.m. here on the Alice this Sunday.
Well, she sounds fantastic.
She does, doesn't she? So set your alarm clock and check it out here on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience a Planet Home event this September 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food and beverage program, all to solve for the planet's future. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets.
Gotta have something to sing at the end there.
You do?
Gotta get my singing in.
All right. You got some singing in yesterday. That
I
was
did.
Really neat.
That was fun.
If you missed it yesterday, Sarah sang with the Doobie Brothers.
Well, one of the brothers, Tom Johnston. TJ, as you like to call him.
Yeah.
Your friend TJ.
The brother.
The brother.
Right.
He's the brother.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That was really neat.
Without love.
The neat
it was
moment.
Good. Yeah. It was really fun. It's a highlight, you know.
It was fun watching you.
Being so into it.
Like, you're bouncing around.
So in the news this weekend, actually last night, the NFL kicked off and football's back and it's the fall season is kind of upon us. It's pretty fun. The game last night stunk, but, you know, college football's, I guess your boy is going to travel to Washington State as Cal takes on the Huskies tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing that. Oh. He's actually going to Philly for a hackathon this weekend.
He plays hacky sack?
No. It's all the kids try to hack into somebody's system.
Oh!
Yeah.
I have a story about that here in a second, but let me just finish this statement. Stanford's leaving town as well.
Oh, is that so?
They'll play down south in L.A. at USC. There's your college games, and San Francisco plays Tampa Bay, and the Raiders play the Broncos on Monday Night Football. I had here something about the Pats. Oh, yeah. Sunday Night Football. The Sunday night game is the New England Patriots hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, Hooman will be at my house for that.
Big first game.
Yeah, he loves the Steelers, and of course my guys are Pats fans, so... He hit them up and said, I want to come over and watch the game with you guys.
Oh.
And I went, well, I'm out of that. You talked to John about that.
And John said yes.
Yeah, John's into it.
All right.
They're psyched.
Well, I'm sure John likes his chances. They are the Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
So the first deep fake robbery has occurred.
A deep fake robbery.
A deep fake robbery. If you're not familiar, deep fake is a term for fake but convincing audio or video that's created using artificial intelligence software.
Where it's like the matching jobs are insane in these.
Right.
You can make it look like anybody's doing anything.
Thieves managed to use deep fake technology in a robbery. So I was thinking when you said hackathon, well, first I thought of the stoners in the smoking section at Irvine High,
kids, right?
Where they were playing hacky sack, and you'd just be like, God, you guys are losers.
But that was a good move, though. That was a pretty good catch.
Yeah, as I'm judging with my own, you know, cigarette in my mouth.
Bunch of losers.
Hacky sack. Anyway. So this is thieves managed to use deepfake technology in a robbery. The thieves called up a British energy company and used software to simulate the voice of a company executive. The employee they talked to thought the requests their boss was making were, quote, rather strange, but the voice was so lifelike, down to the boss's exact tone, cadence, and German accent, that the employee did what the boss said.
Oh.
Which was to wire more than $240,000 to a bank account in Germany to avoid, quote, late payment fees.
Oh.
Hurry.
I need this immediately. I bet now they're like, too bad we only went for $240,000.
Right.
Should have gone $240 million.
$240,000 wired in.
Boom. Gone.
Because they were able to
Did they go get it? Was it a number to Kelly? Like, is there a way to trace this? Or
says here the authorities are investigating, but this money was stolen.
Incredible.
So they have to have had a way to get it out.
Right.
And get on their way with it. Bye. Felicia. Yeah. I'm surprised to hear this. Kids can be annoying and troubling and all consuming,
sure.
And you want a break, but I love dogs. Love them.
Yeah.
I loved my dogs so much, but to love them more than my kids?
Yeah. No.
A third of parents like their pets more than their kids. Well, I guess like is that's an interesting word.
Sure.
That doesn't...
I love you. I don't necessarily like you that much right now.
A third of parents say they like their pet more. 78% said their pet is like part of their family. Hmm. And 67% of people in this poll said their pet is their best friend.
Aw. In some cases, their only friend.
Some people's obsessions go as far as to create social media accounts for their pet.
I have a friend. I actually follow his dog's account.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kona is aloof. She's this huge dog.
Uh-huh.
And she's just like all manner of situations. She's just sitting there. It's so goddamn funny.
That's pretty cute.
It's really, really funny. And but it is, the guy doesn't even have his own social media accounts. And I assume his kids do. I don't know if he follows them, but he is into that dog. Loves that dog.
Well, people love their dogs. One of my favorite social media pets. And I know you're not a Steve-O fan, but this dog he rescued from Peru.
Uh-huh.
And I think you've pulled the story up. He has a whole story about how he found this homeless wandering dog in Peru, rescued it, took it back to the hotel. They threw him out of the hotel because they're like, you can't have that flea bag in here.
Right.
This whole thing to get it back to America. And now the dog goes everywhere with him.
Aww.
Like he's
It's his dog.
Glued to this dog.
Oh.
It's a neat story. But people throw birthday parties for them. They have clothes and accessories that the dogs wear regularly.
Oh, the dogs love that.
You spend more on a special meal for them than you would for yourself. People love their dogs.
They do.
I don't need to.
Yeah.
That story goes on and on, but we get it.
And the sad part about dogs is you really only get them for... You're lucky if you get that decade, you're good.
Right.
Anything after that is gravy. It's hard, man. Mm-hmm. It's really tough.
You know, my mom has always been saying, I'm going to start adopting elderly dogs that have been left by a family for whatever reason. And I think it's really big-hearted of her, but I keep saying, you're going to do that once, because as soon as you get very little time and you are attached, you're going to be crushed and you're not going to... Maybe she won't. I don't know.
Maybe not. Well, she's the lady who keeps an urn of the dog's ashes on her...
Right. Of all of
on
them.
On her mantle. Right.
Not just one.
How many?
That's a lot.
Oh, boy. She had to pack all those and move them, huh?
Yep. But so anyway, that's, that's kind of a big-hearted thing.
She is big-hearted.
Well, the thing about that is, big-hearted, but your heart breaks every time your dog dies. But then... It's your heart so big that you gotta help another one.
Yep.
And help another one and help another one.
Well, and
one.
Those are the tough years in a dog's life, too. You know, she's taken on, she's not just big hearted. Like, that's brave, because those are the hard years.
Yeah.
The years when the dog is leaky and
exactly.
and expensive.
It costs a lot of money. Right. There's a local organization, I think you guys have heard of it, Muttville, here in San Francisco, that's what they do is they adopt out older, senior dogs.
Right, that's the term.
It's great.
Senior dogs who should, you know, after their life of loving their people, should be having a comfortable life surrounded by those people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is tragic.
It's tragic. Absolutely.
It's actually horrible what people will do to their animals, these animals who count on them.
Well, you think that's, to me, that's a lock. You've started something, you must finish
it. It's a responsibility.
I was in Eugene at the time, and this ad the guy had written, it's like, my new apartment won't let me keep my, the place I'm moving to doesn't accept dogs, and this is dog's 8 years old, it's great, it's totally pet, you know, potty trained, whatever, and I just thought, oh my God.
Don't move there then.
Yeah. You have to find some place that will take your dog.
It's your responsibility.
Yeah, you adopted the dog. That's it. It's your dog.
Yeah.
The guy thought it was just fine to put up a sign with little
people can be awful.
And you call me, come pick up my dog. I just saw it.
Yeah, come and get it.
Come over there.
Too bad your mom didn't live there. She would have got him.
Well.
I'll take your dog.
Put him on the sidewalk, put a free sign on him.
Exactly. I hear about that all the time.
And listen, a dog, you know, they're just not thinking about how disruptive that is to a dog. The dog, you're the dog's person.
Right.
The dog needs routine.
Also, please pick up your dog's poo.
Right.
Yeah,
thank you. That's part of your responsibility.
I love the
dog
new sign say, there's no poo fairy around here.
Yeah. That's for sure.
A woman recently shared a story with a podcast about the downside of the DNA testing kit trend that we see everywhere.
What was the downside?
She bought one for her husband on his birthday, and the results showed that they were first cousins.
First cousins?
They have a 2-year-old together, and she says the results have wound up, quote, poisoning her marriage.
Well, yeah, she's married to her first cousin.
They're first cousins on the paternal side, so the DNA test is basically saying the guy's father cheated on the guy's mother.
Oh.
The woman says, quote, his parents have been married for 30 years. He will not talk to me about...
He
will not talk about this to me. We are sleeping in separate rooms, and it's starting to affect our son.
Oh, that's awful. Well, listen, you've got to be prepared for what you might find out.
Apparently, the host of the podcast who she was talking to weren't able to offer much advice. She should write us.
Yeah. Oh, we'll
have a bad
advice
segment on our podcast where we solve all the world's problems.
What would you say to her? What should she do?
Well, you have to write our podcast.
Yeah. We don't give that out for free. You have to actually make the effort.
Yeah. You got to go to radio.com.
No,
Sarah or Vinny.
At radioalice.com.
Right.
Yeah,
something like that.
We've taken on some hard questions.
How, you know, I missed yesterday's secret show
because
doing some stuff. Mwah! Was it?
It was a good one. It was pretty good.
Magnifique.
Did a couple bad advices. And,
good.
You know, one was about whether or not she should stay with this guy who may or may not want kids. And she was asking me and Vinny about, because both of us were reticent to have children. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was something that Hooman jumped right in on.
Mm-hmm. Which was a falling in love thing. Instantly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Says, well, I'll take this one.
And the first part of the first 10 minutes, at least, was about an update on Hooman's health.
Oh, you get to hear about his gallbladder. Oh, it's great.
His review of the
hospital.
We're
trying to sell this thing, dude.
That's right.
What are you doing saying that for?
Well, no, a lot of people are asking. People are texting in. Like,
so if you want an update, go to Yesterday's Secret Show.
The podcast people were like, maybe you should get counseling and avoid DNA tests.
Well,
those are solid pieces of advice, although it's a little late now.
Yeah, now they know.
For the avoiding the...
Their
how's
first
that?
Cousins. Holy crap. That is awful. So, first cousin, you're not even allowed to marry a first cousin, right? Is that illegal?
I don't know.
I don't know what the legalities are. I think by the time you get into second cousins, there's enough alternate DNA in there, but I don't know. I just wouldn't want to take a chance.
Well... The heart wants what it wants, Sarah. I mean, I've heard that anyway.
Oh, marriage between first cousins is legal in about half the American states.
Oh, but not legal in the other half.
That's right.
Huh. So me and Tucker are going to have to go to the right state, I guess, huh?
I'm sure you can guess which states those are, too.
Alabama.
I don't have the list in front of me.
It's too bad. I'm just guessing. Just making a guess. It's rude of me.
That is rude, Sarah.
I know.
Oh.
Do you run, like when Tucker's in town, do you run to sit next to him at the restaurant? Like,
yeah, so that... I love Tucker. We have the same sense of humor. Like we're definitely the snarkiest cousins. Hmm. And he's just hilarious. I just think he's so funny.
Here's a chart if you want to take a look.
Oh, let's have a look. So these are the states.
So the
where
green
it's even...
the green is where
you can cousin, yeah. Oh, in California, you can marry a first cousin, huh?
Oh, you and Tucker, well, home free.
Oh, and Massachusetts, huh?
First cousin marriage legal.
I mean, first you got to go hiking with John.
Yeah.
And then fight off Hooman, because he's probably outside your window going, what?
Oh, yes, you know me. I have a long list
Tucker.
Of people, a long line of people outside my window. Right. What's the orange state?
The orange is first cousin marriage legal under certain circumstances. So I don't know
like
what those
what?
Circumstances
like
are.
You've been sterilized, maybe?
I don't know.
Is that an option?
I think I'd do more research and come
well,
back to you.
Well, you know, I was right about Alabama, but also, you know, look, Massachusetts, New York, California. Colorado, Texas, New Mexico, Florida.
You're good. Where's Tucker live?
He's in Maryland, and that I want to say that part is green. I can't see.
Yeah, you can move to Maryland then. And pursue that relationship.
I don't know. He could move out here.
Have you seen him naked?
No. No.
So you've just made out. It's never gone beyond that.
We've never made out, and I've never seen him naked.
Hey, I just want to point out, none of us brought up Tucker.
Well, I'm thinking of the only first cousin I would marry.
All right. Just
although Brad's a doctor. Maybe I'll marry him.
Mm. Brad.
Just admit it, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're hilarious. You even put a script together for it. Good for you.
Burn.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Follow the script.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's writing stock alert.
Oh, what?
Let
me
check. Hold on.
Stock alert.
Hold on. Are we green?
Or are we red?
Oh, let's see. It's not that great.
Oh, maybe they have something that's great.
Something specific. They're mentioning Starbucks is up. Come on.
Snaps at 16:30. Hey.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Vinny, snaps at 16:30.
Yeah, I bought it at 21.
Doesn't matter. It was down to $4.
It was $4 at one point.
Why didn't we buy it, Brent?
No, we were waiting for something
stupid. We just thought
it. I even told my husband to buy it.
Yeah. Damn.
When it was about $5, I told John to buy some.
Did he?
Buy some? I don't know. I'll have to ask him today.
Well, it's tripled since then.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Love to see that intercom.
Good for you.
Stock rally.
Yeah, that would be great.
What is that? $2?
Is it even that high?
It's that high. It's. Let's
way
not talk about this.
All right.
Now I'm all bummed out.
Oh,
I can't see
it. It's Friday.
Doesn't
Vinny.
Matter. Oh right.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Hey.
Woo! Friday.
Did I say our text number is 800-400-3697? Because it is. How are you not talking about Post Malone featuring Ozzy Osbourne?
We did. We totally played the song.
We did. We played it.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song, Bryn?
Go
awesome.
Ozzy. Love it.
Awesome. Oh, you're just saying that.
That song is awesome.
What, it's so good.
When all of a sudden Ozzy kicks in, it's like, oh my God, it's awesome.
It's called Take What You Want.
Nice.
Play me the Ozzy part. You got it ready to go? Here we go. Post Malone featuring Ozzy. How old is Ozzy now? He's got to be 70.
Probably close to that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few 70-year-old guys in the brand new music today. Iggy Pop.
Oh, yeah. Iggy's like 72.
Oh, boy. Oh, same age as Iggy Pop.
70. Oh, Ozzy right. is.
I wonder if this is Ozzy's guitarist, Zach Wilde.
Could be. Yeah, I wonder. Because I don't recall hearing Post Malone wail like that.
Well,
in the
unless
past.
It's Post Malone. I mean, the guy can play.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
look
but
at that.
Can...
That might be Zach Wilde.
Yeah, this is a good song. I like it.
A lot of people like the One Republic song.
Oh, it's good. I loved it.
People are writing in about the new John Mayer.
Mm. We played that.
Lots of new music right now.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It's good.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.